How are you, Sean?
You know, I'm doing all right. You?
Oh, excellent, buddy. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to connect with you, man. It's been too long.
It has. Well, we want to go through your new book, Strength for Life. Shape your body, sharpen your mind, energize your life. It's really sort of a complete fitness plan for the rest of your life, basically. And, of course, we like it at Integral Institute because of its overall integral approach and its combination of sort of Eastern contemplative traditions as well as Western science. And it's just a very, very cool program all in all. So let's just go through it. You want to?
Yeah, give me whatever. Yeah, I think I can hang with it.
Okay.
I remember a little bit about the book. I poured something into it, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, actually you can tell this is the product of a lifetime of working on this stuff. I'm just going to read sections and we can discuss it. At one time or another, we've all felt the draw of the quick fix. The hope is that the picture-perfect body might come in a pill, that you can diet your way thin without exercise, or even that cardio alone can shape your body strong. If you're still being held back by any of these fitness fantasies, the book you hold in your hands will set you free. What if at the same time you can train your body strong? You're also strengthening your capacity to focus and concentrate, becoming more centered, boosting your confidence and performance in work, relationships, and life. Imagine how amazing it could feel to know that your entire life, and not just your belt line, is enhanced by your fitness practice. What if you were to discover a depth and center to strength training that you've only associated with yoga and martial arts? And that's essentially what this practice does, doesn't it?
Well, and that's it, Ken. I mean, it's great to hear the words. It's funny when I haven't read it for a while and stuff. Sometimes I find myself, I go back, I go, but that's pretty, that's well written. Jeez, you know, but that, I mean, as you're reading it, what I pick up on is, you know, reflection back to the reality of you know, this all coming to fruition really in clarity in the integral ILP weeks and all
right.
our sessions and seminars and stuff. And, you know, it was that opportunity to share what I'd been dwelling on and thinking about for all these years and
right.
kind of playing with in the background into a living community that allowed it to kind of take a life.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that it has indeed. And this is, it's wonderful to see it all come together in this book, all really laid out and clear and focused. The three phases to full strength, we have start strong, get strong, and stay strong. And I thought these were actually simple but unique and
yeah.
very useful. To maximize your transformation and support your continuing success, the Strength for Life program provides an elegant, sound, three-phase approach. First, there's the vital yet overlooked 12-day start strong preparation phase that I call base camp. This primes your body and mind for the most successful transformation possible. With base camp complete, your body rejuvenated, your motivation on high, your goals clearly in view, you charge into Get Strong, the full strength version of the classic 12-week transformation program. Concise, efficient, and effective, this 12-week transformation training camp integrates the clarity and wisdom of the original with a modern-day approach that suits the increasing demands of life at any age, especially the challenges faced by the working adult, parent, and professional. Now that you've discovered the freedom and energy of renewed life in a rejuvenated body, the next step is to live it. What is it that happens for the transformed group? How do the switches get flipped in such a way to create their life anew? In week 13 and beyond, you and I will create a sustainable plan, a lifestyle that supports the new you and a lifetime of sustainable energy and strength. This is the 12-month stay strong phase. And I was particularly taken with the base camp.
Yeah.
Just the 12-day starter period where you actually get your body refreshed and rest and rejuvenated, get it toned, get it used to exercise. Most programs just jump straight into full blast, and the body's just not ready for that and can't really handle it.
Well, and I like to say, and I point out, Ken, and I appreciate the recognition of that. I mean, in hindsight, you know, it's I'm sure you've had this experience in writing books in the past, and you get one done, and it's you pour everything you can into it, and you go, well, if I'd have just held on to one concept, it would have probably even been easier to receive the whole body of information, you know. And I mean, that 12-day base camp could be a standalone module in and of itself, because
right.
it has just caught fire everywhere. I mean, I hear about it all the time. The other day I turned on the news, and Al Roker on Today's Show is doing base camp, and he doesn't even know he's doing it because he heard about it from somebody else. You know, but what people get is, you know, in this day and age, most people's bodies are overstressed, fatigued.
Right.
They're in
right.
a chronic state of decline, and they expect to jump into fitness from that state of compromised health and energy. It just doesn't work, you know?
It doesn't work, yeah.
No, so, you know, it's a pretty simple process to, you know, I call it kind of stop, drop, and roll, which is step back, energize, clean the body out,
right.
you know, get your insulin stabilized, get the blood sugar under control, and all those things. I mean, I've had so many success stories from just that 12 days.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then the other great thing as well is, you know, after the traditional 12-week transformation training camp is, you know, what do you do then for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
You know, people get so oriented towards transformation. I mean, we find this in Integral Institute all the time. People want to transform, and they want to transform. And we say, okay, fine. And we do integral life practice, and we transform. But once you've transformed, sooner or later, what do? You live.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just keep transforming forever.
Yeah, it's the addiction to progress, you know.
It is.
You know.
And it's, so going over really carefully how to set up stamina and strength and so on for the rest of the year is a really, you know, it's just another a terrific aspect of the book.
I appreciate that. And I mean, it's one I'm kind of proud of. I was kind of modeled myself after the junior Ken system builder. And I like to create in my own little domain. I like to create cool ways to reflect and see and apply things.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm just trying to help people get, it's like, look, you know, I'm 46 years old. I get that, you know, I'm no longer benching 500 pounds. You
right.
know, I got the memo, right?
Right.
You know, life changes, and you start to get that you can't just your whole life come from one contracted practice, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, like right now I'm in the middle of cycling season. I've gone to a summer thing of road cycling, and that's
right.
a whole different art for me, you know. I'm dragging
right.
my heavy ass up the hills, and so I learned, you know. I say it's comforting for me to have a practice where I'm not, like, the most excellent at it, you know.
Right.
They look at me like the handicapped guy. It's like, oh, check him out, man. For that big guy, he's going pretty good.
Well, it sounds very, very sane and balanced. And that's what you feel throughout the book, too, is just ways to really balance each of these items. You say, at the heart of the Strength for Life program is the revolutionary training system I created that integrates the wisdom and insight embodied in yoga, meditation, and the martial arts with the numerous physical benefits of strength training called Focus Intensity Training. FIT for short. It is the synthesis of ancient wisdom with modern science into a graceful, powerful body-mind practice. The result is an entirely new training experience that is at once more effective, refreshing, and engaging. And while for many people its selling point will be the superior effectiveness and results, the real surprise inside may well be its impact not just on the body, but on your inner state. Emotionally uplifting, strengthening your awareness and presence, as well as bolstering your overall well-being. Add to that, as your mental focus develops, you will find yourself training in an enjoyable flow state. And that's one of the things that we've found with the FIT program, is that it really does help get you in this flow state. It really does help get you in this meditative state. It really does mix physical and spiritual work without you know, loud-mouthing the spiritual part without making a big deal out of that, because it freaks a lot of people out. But in fact, it does induce spiritual states.
Yeah, and I was just recently reviewing all the ILP kit, you know, and what an excellent resource that is for guidance. And it's such a complete, I mean, it's actually much more complete delivery of the fit practice than could possibly be done in a book, because it's standalone books and modules in of itself, you know.
Right. Right. Well, of course, we were glad to recommend FIT as a gold star practice, and it's exactly that. And then you sort of give an overview of just how, in a sense, desperately, some sort of strength training is. The numbers are startling. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, about 30% of U.S. adults 20 and older are obese. And 65% are either overweight or obese. One out of five ages 12 to 19 is now considered obese. The death toll from most preventable causes decreased in the decade between 1990 and 2000. Obesity and inactivity deaths went up by 33%. By 2010, poor diet and physical inactivity likely will overtake smoking as the leading cause of preventable death. Recently, we crossed a tipping point where, for the first time in recorded history, the youngest generation of children is now expected to live shorter lives than their parents. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it is, really. In a civilized, quote-unquote civilized or evolving world, to have that kind of tragedy, and it's kind of that thing that I sat with in coming into the dialogue, which is, you know, the question that you know, everybody has sitting there is, how do we really resolve it, you know?
Right, right.
That's really the billion-dollar one. What do you really do about it? Because I think, the you know, without getting into too much commentary about it, but the reality is it's an opportunity for so many of the opportunists to perpetrate, you know, delusion upon people that can shift monetary, you know, wealth. And that's
right.
Really what it is, an opportunity for most people.
Right. Yeah. But it's just astonishing, the bad numbers and the statistics. And, you know, God, we're sitting here talking about health care insurance. Well, how about, you know, a little bit of preventative care?
Well, in getting active and really, truly active and involved in it. And, you know, the key to the thing, Ken, and, you know, going back to the FIT practice, I mean, you know, when I start thinking about the FIT practice, I think about how it really goes against the flow of what most people are doing physically these days. What they want to do is move into things that help keep them at a higher stimulus level, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want movement, they want activity, they want a coach, they want someone to scream at them, they want to swing dumbbells, they want the kettlebells, which is fine. I mean, I have nothing wrong with that. But the reality is, this is an opportunity for you to integrate, you know, quiet presence to show up, because, you know, it's really where is your life but in the quiet moments, in the downtime, in the recovery.
Right.
Where do you show up and the noise go down? And this is that opportunity to bring it. And if we can do that, because ultimately the key to, I think, you know, any true lasting change in the individual or the collective, it revolves around awareness. Because until we can see what the hell we're doing, nothing changes.
Right, and that's one of the strengths of the FIT program, is in every single step, in every movement, and we'll get to this shortly when we go through the stages of resistance training, for example, the emphasis is always on awareness. It's always on being aware. It's always on presence. And that, again, is what makes it a meditative practice without, you know, being really labeled like that or built like that. But it is, and that's what makes it so extraordinary, and I think what accounts for so many of the positive gains that people get when doing a FIT program versus just a typical resistance training program. One of the ways that you frame it is by making a distinction between health and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And health is basically just a lack of illness, an absence of illness, whereas strength is a positive, a presence of abundance. And the FIT program really is aimed towards strength for life, and not just health, which is a scarcity and just, you know, lacking illness, but not having any really strength or presence or positivity about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously, and you know, from a common or popular mass communication standpoint, obviously, I'm on a dicey road playing with the word strength because most people think, well, it means something about how much you can bench press, right?
Right.
But once you buy into and understand the distinction between how, not as health is defined in its ideal state, like optimal health or like Dr.
Right.
James Rouse does optimal health. You know, well, I know what the hell he's talking about, optimal health.
Right.
But most people's definition, subconscious or consciously, at some level is simply, I'm healthy as long as I don't have cancer or some other debilitating disease.
As long as I'm not at the doctor, I'm healthy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the default position. Well, as a goal-setting mechanism or machine that human beings tend to be, if subconsciously we've achieved our goal, what are we actually striving towards? What's the ideal? Our vision's been achieved. So we're having a ding-dong, smoking a cigarette, and sucking down a Pepsi, right? Telling people how healthy we are.
Right. And by that one weird definition, you are healthy. But, of course, you're not.
Yeah. And, well, that leads me to the strength definition, which I was trying to say, if you're going to strive for something, don't strive for the absence of illness. Strive towards the abundance, the infinite capacity of body, mind, and spirit. I mean, to develop your fullness, to reach for something more, because ultimately it's strength which allows you to contribute and give back. Because if, you know, like one of the most devastating losses I see, you know, my work these days, because of, you know, I tend to do this, it tends to follow the path I'm on. And so much of my focus these days are on what I call men in the middle, third of life, you know. I mean,
right.
You know, it's not that I don't love women, Ken, right? You know, but I feel like in so many ways, the men, you know, once they get to 38, you know, it's like they're flushable, you know, unless they're
right.
making big cash, what use are they to us, right?
Right. Right.
And so I'm focused on how you bring that, you know, next dimension and energy to, you know, just when a man has the most potential to contribute wisdom, knowledge, resources to the world, they lose their energy.
Right. Right. It's true. And strange that it's never really been spotted.
No.
So the FIT program, of course it works to get a person healthy, but it also works to give a person strength, which is, health is just the absence of illness. Strength is the presence of abundance and energy physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And that's really what it's aimed at. You write, where health is no more than the absence of disease, strength is the presence of abundant energy, a capacity to be a force in your world. It includes health and at the same time so much more. It's being healthy and flowing with energy, power, and confidence. To live with strength is to choose abundance. Strength is that something extra, the mental, physical, emotional reserve, the fuel that makes for an extraordinary life, where health is like living paycheck to paycheck. Strength is money in the bank, a reserve. Strength is true wealth. And that pretty much sums that up.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That's well said. I like that. I was thinking to myself, I got to change a couple of quotes on my website.